The IEC Chief Public Relations Officer Usupile Maroba says the electoral body is concerned with claims by the opposition that dead people have been placed on the roll of registered voters. In Maroba's words, the allegations are false, disrespectful and absurd. But Moeti Moasai, spokesperson for the opposition coalition Umbrella for Democratic Change, UDC, insists his party knows about plans to rig the election. He says the Electoral Commission is enlisting the services of Zimbabwean authorities.
The IEC is working in collaboration with the Electoral Commission of Zimbabwe to assist it in the games that they master most, cheating in elections. Central Intelligence Organization of Zimbabwe is working with the Directorate of Intelligence Services and Security in Botswana to also achieve the same.
Moasa says the UDC will petition the Zimbabwean embassy in Habro next week over their election concerns. The Botswana Congress Party, which is contesting outside the opposition alliance, is equally concerned the poll will be marred by irregularities. BCP spokesperson Paul Peko says their worry is particularly with the counting of votes away from polling stations.
The BCP has always held the position that elections in Botswana are free but not fair. Recently, the president of the BCP, Dumelang Salishando, proposed a motion before closure of 12th Parliament, suggesting for the law to be reviewed to allow for ballots, rather, to be counted where voting happened. But the BDP, as usual, the majority refused, insisting on transportation of ballot boxes.
Khalelelo Kinzi of the ruling Botswana Democratic Party, BDP, says the opposition's claims are a sign of desperation. Kinzi says the opposition made the same assertions during the 2019 election but could not prove them in court. Burundi-based Raphael Bindariye is program manager at the Netherlands Institute for Multi-Party Democracy, who previously worked as an electoral officer in United Nations missions in Africa. He says opposition concerns over election rigging in Africa emanate from how electoral bodies are managed.
It's the how impartial, how independent, how natural the electoral management bodies are in Africa. How are they set up? Who is setting them up? Where they get resources from? It is generally from the government. It is generally from the ruling parties, which have more means and which is the one managing the resources, the national resources in the country.
More than 2,000 Botswana citizens living abroad, together with local election officials and police, will cast votes this Saturday. The rest of the more than 1 million local voters will get their turn on October 13. Mqondisi Dube for VOA News, Habaroni, Botswana.